It is the first of the month and time for a monthly feature, What's Up in the Sky, where we give you a sneak peek at what the night sky will hold for us each month, along with other space-related events. WTOP Space Guy Greg Redfern joining us live with a preview of the June sky. And Greg, right off the top, we've got maybe a hint of the Northern Lights ahead of us?
Yeah, Ian, you're so right. We just updated our story on the WTOP website, and conditions are looking good for seeing aurora right after it gets dark, when it's really dark. And our listeners should just go outside wherever they are, look towards the north, and bring your smartphone or camera, because even if you can't see it visually, taking a picture of the northern horizon, you may pick up the aurora. And Ian, we may get up to what we saw in October of last year. It's all in the aurora story.
Now, again, just real quickly, why are we seeing so many instances of the Northern Lights? It seems like we're seeing more than we normally do.
Well, the sun is in this, what we call, solar maximum part of an 11-year cycle. So the sun's been kind of quiet, but boy, it blew up on, not literally, of course, but it had a big burp on Friday, and about 20 million atomic bombs going off through a couple billion tons of material, with Earth right in the center of the crosshairs. And that is now interacting with our planet's magnetic field to give us these geomagnetic storms at the 3 and 4 level out of a possible 5. Great stuff for aurora.
What else can we look forward to seeing in the night sky in the month of June?
Well, if you're waiting tonight for it to get dark, you'll be able to see the beautiful moon up there next to a star called Regulus and Mars. And in the morning, if you're an early riser, through the whole month, that beautiful planet Venus is bright in the eastern sky. And another neat little thing that we can be looking for all month long is the summer triangle, Ian. Summer's on the 20th, but we see it in the summer triangle earlier, about every night at midnight, a little bit earlier each night, and it's 3 bright stars that the article explains, and the Milky Way goes right through it. Stunning sight. And if that wasn't enough, we've got a daytime meteor shower.
What?
Daytime? What? Yeah, exactly. What? How can you do that? You listen via radar, Ian, and we give you the link, and it is so cool. You want some background noise? Hey, listen to those pings and pops on radar being little specks of an incoming bit of cometary fluff is pretty cool.
Sounds like an editorial meeting in the newsroom. Now, folks are going to be getting outside more with the weather warming up. Tell us where you'll be talking more about the night sky and what we can see.
Hopefully, we'll be able to keep everybody updated on WTOP, and we might be doing some other events, which I usually post on my What's Up the Space Place blog, so people can keep tuned there. But there's a lot of good Earthbound events that are in the article, and I highly recommend people checking them out, Ian.
Okay, very good. Lots of reasons to look up this summer.